From Tidbits on April 13th, 2009, this is the audio edition of Apple Updates Excerpts with Nehalem Xeon Processors, written by Adam C. Angst. Apple has released a major update to its rack-mounted Excerpt, taking advantage of the significantly increased processing power of the latest Intel Nehalem Xeon processors and new system architecture used in the recently refreshed Mac Pro. Power-saving and performance-enhancing technologies that first saw the light of day in the Mac Pro should be especially welcome in the Excerpt, whose non-stop use makes power savings important. In particular, Turbo Boost enables the Excerpt to shut down idle cores and boost the clock speed of active cores, and hyperthreading allows two threads to run simultaneously on each core, providing a more efficient use of resources without needing more physical and thus power-consuming cores. Thanks to the new processors and architecture, Apple is claiming an 89% improvement in performance per watt over the previous generation Excerpt and a 19% reduction in idle power use. The new Excerpt comes in two basic configurations, a quad-core model with one 2.26 GHz quad-core Intel Xeon processor for $2,999, and an 8-core model with a pair of 2.26 GHz quad-core Intel Xeon processors for $3,599. The 8-core model can be upgraded to a pair of 2.66 GHz Xeon processors for another $1,400, or a pair of 2.93 GHz Xeon processors for $2,600. Each processor has 8 megabytes of shared L3 cache and its own 3-channel integrated memory controller to reduce memory latency and improve performance. Both Excerpt models default to 3 GB of 1066 MHz DDR3 ECC RAM, but the two models differ in RAM expansion options. The quad-core model has only 6 DIMM slots for RAM. Apple's maximum build-to-order configuration maxes out at 12 GB. The 8-core model has 12 DIMM slots, but Apple will sell you only up to 24 GB of RAM, not the full 48 that would theoretically be supported. That may be because macOS 10 Server 10.5 supports only 32 GB of RAM. I suspect that limit will disappear in Snow Leopard Server. The Excerpt ships by default with a single 160GB SATA Apple Drive module in one of 3 drive bays. For the moment, the Apple Store allows you to configure an Excerpt only with either a 160GB SATA ADM or 1TB SATA ADM, but the onboard SATA/SAS controller also supports 15,000 RPM SAS drive modules. Oddly, you must drive the SAS ADMs by SAS ADMs separately from the Apple Store, which seems like an unnecessary hassle. As before, you can replace the SATA SAS controller with an Excerpt RAID card for $700. For more information about Apple Drive Modules, see my article, Going Deep Inside Excerpt Apple Drive Modules, from earlier in March. But what's innovative about the new Excerpt in terms of storage is an optional 128GB solid-state drive for $500. If added to the Excerpt, the 128GB solid-state drive is automatically configured as the boot drive and doesn't take up one of the Excerpt's drive bays. According to Apple, the SSD consumes less than 1 watt of power, compared to 12 to 18 watts for typical drives. Plus, the SSD reportedly features random access performance that's up to 20 times faster than a SAS drive and up to 48 times faster than a SATA drive. Apple makes no claims about reliability, but it would also seem likely the lack of moving parts would make a solid-state drive less prone to hardware failures. Perhaps there isn't enough data to say that about SSDs. Video support on the Excerpt is now provided by the NVIDIA GeForce GT120 with 256 MB of GDDR3 memory. In keeping with Apple's model line push, the NVIDIA card offers only mini DisplayPort output, thus requiring adapters, sold separately, to connect to VGA or DVI monitors. Relying on the mini DisplayPort in the Excerpt feels like a mistake, since no data center will be using mini DisplayPort equipped monitors. Chuck Goolsbee of the web hosting and co-location firm Digital Forest agreed. Switching to mini DisplayPort for video is unwise, as no KVM sold today is mini DisplayPort compatible. That means adapters will be required, adding to the cost of deployment and complicating troubleshooting, which is often done remotely. Other standard features include an unlimited client version of macOS 10 Server 10.5, an 8X SuperDrive, two PCI Express 2.0 X16s expansion slots, two independent gigabit Ethernet ports, two FireWire 800 ports, two USB 2.0 ports on the back and one on the front, and a DB9 RS232 serial port. Dual redundant power supplies remain optional. Physically, it appears that Apple chose not to respond to criticisms of the Excerpt industrial design, making the new Excerpt nearly identical to the previous Excerpt. Digital Forest Goolsby commented, Apple hasn't addressed the weaknesses of the Xserve's case design compared to similar offerings from competitors in the server space. It's still way too deep, and it still lacks a video port at the front of the unit. The Xserve's 30-inch depth forces awkward spacing in standard racks, and the lack of front-mounted video and FireWire ports complicates arranging Xserves in hot and cold aisles that provide significantly more efficient cooling. Arranging servers such that adjacent aisles have the backs of servers facing each other creates a hot aisle that can be contained from the front-facing cold aisles. With contained hot aisles, requiring user access to the back of this Xserve is troublesome, both for the technicians doing the work and for maintaining the cooling. This stuff isn't rocket science. Many, if not most, rack-mounted servers in the likes of IBM, Dell, and HP replicate user-focused ports like USB, video, and FireWire on both the front and back panels, and relegate system-focused ports like Ethernet and the power to the back panel. Overall, the new Xserve offers extremely welcome performance improvements, and it's excellent to see Apple putting so much thought into reducing power requirements at the system architecture level. Plus, the optional solid-state drive is a fabulous addition. But it's too bad that Apple didn't rethink the Xserve's physical design with regard to the overall environment in which Xserves commonly operate. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and if you've never seen a world-class data center, they're truly astonishing. You get a whole new appreciation for system design when you see racks upon racks upon racks of computers all humming away.